been a very interesting few days as we've looked at what has happened in regard to tourism in the country. And we've been inundated with calls and messages from you, especially those of you who plan to travel roundabout now, saying you're planning on either cancelling or postponing those trips. Now, Business Day shared a Bloomberg report in which they said the extreme measures that governments around the world have taken to contain the spread of coronavirus could cost the tourism industry 50 million jobs. And it could eat into about a quarter of all the trips planned for this year. Now, if the World Travel and Tourism Council is to be believed, that's what it'll look like. But what'll it mean for South Africa more specifically? South African Tourism CEO Sisa Njona is with us to talk us through this. Sisa, thank you so much for your time with us on the programme today. The last time we spoke to local tourism authorities, the picture didn't look quite so grave. How widespread has the scale of the latest cancellations been?
Hi, Joanne. Yes, absolutely. This story is changing literally by the hour, and we are making decisions, I suppose, as we get more and more information. Look, I think the stance that the world is taking, and South Africa is no different, is that safety first. We want to protect the citizens beyond everything else there. And it's just unfortunately one of those things where you've got to take the short-term pain for long-term recovery. The issue here, however, we have no idea how long this process or crisis or short term will be. Is it 3 months, 6 months, 9 months? And I think we have to grapple with that first.
Any idea what it's likely to cost the local tourism industry? Or might be a little bit early to say, but any idea at all?
No, it's still early to say, and it's still counting. It depends on the duration of this crisis, right? So, the reality of this is that if it takes very long, we will see some businesses fall. And with that goes the jobs, etc. Because it's a reality that essentially international arrivals will go down, almost zero. You know, we've banned certain countries and that comes into effect tomorrow. So airlines will stop flying here because there simply are no passengers. And you can think of the ripple effect as well. You've even asked me last week, Friday, as to what other opportunities there are. I would have directed you towards domestic tourism. Because then I kind of felt there will be excess stock and you can link it with the domestic travel. The problem at the moment is that we are now having internal spread of the virus amongst ourselves. We no longer need people to come overseas. We're doing it here ourselves at the moment.
Yes, well, that was what I was going to ask you, that many people were thinking of substituting an overseas holiday with a local trip. Would you say, given the recent restrictions, that it is a bad idea?
Look, it would be responsible for me to actually, encourage people to travel. Travel only when it's essential. Right. The world is closed down, literally its borders, so getting overseas is virtually impossible, but within the country as well. We need to, as you earlier alluded, we need to flatten this curve. And that basically means we don't have a cure for it, but we want to slow it down to the extent that at least we can curtail it and manage it. And we've seen countries that have taken, drastic measures to curtail it versus those that didn't. And we want to make sure that we fall, into the former and make sure that we can actually get in front of it.
We've spoken about the possible loss of income from all the cancelled trips. Are we likely to see jobs being shed in the next few months as a result of this outbreak, Sisa?
Yeah, it's almost like a race at the moment as to who can hold their breath the longest, And again, as I say, we just don't know how long we'll be in this process for. So we do a couple of things. One is to making sure that we provide as much information as we can to the tourism industry itself. We met them today as well to get a bit of a sense of what's happening on the ground. The employees, because a lot of them are frontline staff, to make sure they are protected, they don't pass on the virus, et cetera, et cetera. But then, we've got to look, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We will come through this crisis. We've got to look at what will the tourism sector look like, and what recovery plans are we going to be putting in place to make sure that we're at the front of the queue when things do turn.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. I'm just wondering, there is a stimulus package coming from government. We've got COSATU talking about the possibility of using the unemployment insurance fund. So there will be some very centralized assistance from government, no doubt. But is there a way that South African tourism can potentially help tourism companies, particularly the smaller ones at this point?
Yeah, as I said earlier on, is that this impacts not just tourism, but the entire trade in South Africa. So you imagine all of the sectors gunning for that central port to get some sort of a package in itself. And as we know, we simply just don't have enough funding in the country to satisfy everybody. I think we have to gear ourselves up for a couple of realities. You know, as I said earlier on, in terms of there will be jobs that will be shed, there will be jobs that will be lost. How then do we look at recovery periods when they do come through? How then do we absorb those that were previously or part of the sector in itself? As we get more information, as we get a bit of a sense whether it's a 3-month or 6-month or 9-month crisis, we can make better and informed decisions. But we will communicate consistently even with incomplete information.
Let me just ask you about the issue of travel insurance. It's really caused a lot of consternation among members of the public, Sisa, and we've had so many phone calls about it. It gives you the sense that that South Africans were not really prepared, nor was the travel industry necessarily, for what could happen when this disease broke out.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they call it a black swan event. You can't predict it. You can't also predict its impact. And I can tell you that no one... no sector can actually say that we are fully prepared for this. It just was impossible. It is in how we respond to it now and try the best that we can in order to bolster ourselves. What the president did on Sunday was to give us certainty. Now that we have certainty, we can work our way around it as well. So at the moment, we're in what we call a national state of disaster. We're not yet in a state of emergency. Once it's stepped up to that level, then the impact becomes a lot more severe. Currently, we have a cap on gatherings of 100. It may come even lower. And again, that will have quite a drastic effect because, as I said, the focus here is the preservation of life more than anything.
Sisa, thank you for speaking to us. Sisa Njona is the CEO of South African Tourism.